Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh,
maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
New Scorpion, CBS Tonight.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. Just before 2 o'clock and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Coach Fitz and the Cats, they're back at Ryan Field under the lights Saturday night against Purdue. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. It was back to practice for the Bears today, and at least when it comes to health, they should enjoy a decided advantage over their next opponent, the Green Bay Packers. Now, while the Packers will be coming off a very short week as they play tonight, the Bears are coming off their bye week, and John Fox says his team is in pretty decent shape.
We're probably a little bit more whole than we were at for sure last season. We've still had, interesting changes in lineups, in particular in our offensive line. So, hopefully we can, stay a little bit more consistent as far as lineups.
And speaking of those Packers, they do play host to Detroit tonight. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 6:45. Today is the first official day for free agency signings in baseball. We'll see what happens with players such as Jake Arrieta and Wade Davis. But we do know the Dodgers have decided not to pick up the $17.5 million option on Andre Ethier, so he becomes a free agent. The Reds likely will not pick up the option on Zach Cozart, meaning he will be looking for a new team as well. And Baltimore catcher and former Cub Wellington Castillo, he's a free agent after declining the $7 million option on his deal. With a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy care, medications you rely on, and testing supplies from all the major brands. It's your one-stop, hey, they actually care about me shop. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. This scoreboard update brought to you by Webb Chevy. When searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
James Lofton joins us.
Yeah, you're probably the only person in Cincinnati that wants to see Andy Dalton play football anymore, James, so I appreciate you on that level.
James, thank you. We appreciate it.
You bet, guys.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Ryan Billick.
That Bengals-Jaguars game sticks out to me a lot. There's a lot of good players on that field, especially defensively. But if you had to kind of rank who you were looking forward to watching play football on that field, who would it be?
Well, certainly what they've done with that defensive line and adding Marcell Dareus. My gosh, how many good players do you need up front? That sack group, what they call the Saxonville, I think
that's the
moniker they have now. I'm anxious to watch that. Can Andy Dalton kind of get any kind of rhythm going back going again?
He's not much fun to watch play, is he, Brian?
Well, it's tough because you just, Andy Dalton's one of those guys that had some quarterbacks that, they can go 25 of 33, but it's what they do with four or five of those incompletions that you go, my God, right. What the hell was that?
Dalton, quarterback, keeper up the middle. He doesn't get there. Wrestled down by Miles Jack. And the Jaguars defense will force a punt.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. With no Bears, there was a lot to take in this weekend. Dan has tickled your fancy with the Cubs free agency stuff as well.
Yeah, look, you heard Theo Epstein. He spoke for an hour to close out the season. He wanted to talk. And he wanted to tell you that this is going to change. This team is going to look different. They know what their core is, but they've developed a lot of young players. They've also got some big money guys that are going to go. They had some big money guys with contracts expiring, and he told you without telling you that they are ready to have the team look a little bit different.
Yeah, and is the change going to be drastic? Probably not. I don't think they're going to go out there and just dump a whole boatload of cash on one of these free agent pitchers. And also keep in mind what is happening not this year, but I believe the year after this year is the big free agency class, right? Where all those dudes become available, the Machados and the Harpers of the world. I think that's I think they might take a big swing at that group. So if you do a little tinkering here or there, and hey, you go back to the NLCS.
Or did I see Harper doing it again? Did I see Harper holding up a Cubs painting?
I know it's Twitter? His lady's 25th birthday today. I saw an Instagram post about that. Yeah, I did not see him.
Check it out. Will you trolling just, yeah, any scroll, Cubs fans? Scroll through right, and
Bryce,
see.
I put Bryce Harper.
Yeah, there's like a Cubs. He was holding up a Cubs thing, and he keeps doing it. And I don't know if it's part of his negotiation or what he's doing.
This from Cubs in 7 months at Rizzo is Captain on Twitter. Wow, Bryce Harper isn't even trying to hide it anymore. He's got a pumpkin with a C.
It was the pumpkin
carved
okay.
in it. Yeah, yeah. So. Yeah, there you go. if that tickles your fans. I don't know what you want to do with that, because Bryce Harper is going to cost a lot of money and Chris Bryant's going to cost a lot of money. Can you have two $400 million players on the same roster?
I don't know. Like, theoretically,
what's the highest, what do you think the highest highest paid duo in Major League Baseball history? It would have to be A-Rod and one of his teammates, right?
A-Rod and Jeter at the time. Pujols and like Hamilton when they signed that deal in L.A.?
Ooh.
Because those were
but
both.
But didn't Hamilton get his money from the Rangers? I thought and got traded.
Well,
to the
didn't the
Angels?
Rangers, didn't the Angels pay him to play for the Rangers? Wasn't that the deal?
I think so. I think you're right on that. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm trying to think now, like a $175 and up. And now can pitchers be in that conversation? We should just keep it to two position players. The
but
highest
just two
paid
in general. Because like Kershaw's 300 plus deal.
And who else is getting cake on that team?
Elsewhere.
Like it's hard to have damn near $1 billion tied up in two players.
Well, look,
everybody's got a bottom line. I know people think that the Rickets don't have, you know, a bottom line. They do have a bottom line.
The Marlins are trying to shed everybody, and you're going to end up having to give away good, young, less expensive players. And Ozuna and Yelich. I'm not quite sure what you're trying to accomplish there, I guess.
Get that stadium built. And aren't they looking for a new owner? Well, they did get their new ownership group, right? Isn't Jeter part of that situation? So they're just trying to shed cash and then start from the bottom.
Okay, it was apparently a photoshopped picture of Bryce Harper. I don't know if the pumpkin thing is real.
Oh, at NBCS Cubs, yeah, yeah. NBC Sports Chicago did something, right?
Well, there was a Bryce Harper and his wife painting desert scenes. And he posted, it says, well, I tried, haha. And he was painting like a saguaro cactus in the sunset. And somebody photoshopped it into the Cubs logo and a W that he had painted.
And it went viral.
And everybody's like, what's going on? Did he really do this? And no, it turns out it was photoshopped.
If you're Bryce Harper, I mean, the world is yours. You can do whatever the hell you want to do. People get mad at you all you want. This last year when you are on a lame duck tour might be a little bumpy. Every strikeout, every error that's made. His head's not in it. He wants to be somewhere else. But you're about to get damn near $500 million, man.
We are going to start out our first call here on a non-Bears Monday with a call from a Bob. How's that? He's in Rolling Meadows. He's on the score.
Hey, fellas.
What up, Bob?
I gotta call you out on one. You're a smart guy, and I usually respect everything you said. But I just heard you say that you would trade Javi before Addison, I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But then you don't want to trade Schwarber, so you're going to trade a guy who's 60 points higher on batting average, who's one of the best defenders in baseball.
I said I wanted to keep Addison above all. Of the three guys, I would have the most trouble letting go of Addison Russell.
Okay, but you got to let Schwarber go before Baez.
Why?
I mean, Baez is one of the most electric defenders.
Yeah, but again, don't let the memorable, exciting, spectacular plays dominate your thinking when all plays count.
I realize that, but I think Baez is going to be in the Hall of Fame at the end
Bob.
You see something that I don't see, Bob. That's okay.
Bob,
that's okay.
Do you know if you actually want to look at Hall of Fame career arcs,
Hall of Fame, Bob?
Come on, Bob.
Like, as a defender, strictly?
I didn't say now. He's only
20. No.
He's not. Yeah, we're not talking about if his career ended right now.
Bob, you would know. We would know by now if he were on a Hall of Fame or potential Hall of Fame trajectory.
I just think he's one of the best defenders in baseball, period.
But it's not a matter of think. We can actually...
Bob, you won't find... Bob, you won't find a bigger Javi Baez fan than on this show than me. Like, I love everything about him. And I take the swings and misses and the approaches that make people go crazy. I take that. I take the good with the bad. But I also understand that in this market, it is hard to find a shortstop like Addison Russell. And I understand the value of power that, you know, even if you don't want to give him a glove, that Kyle Schwarber has.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't trade Addison over Javi. Okay?
Right.
I absolutely agree with you there. I just think that Schwarber, for what he brings to the table,
okay,
if you're making a trade with Tampa Bay, I think Ian Happ, who's a so-so defender, would be the guy.
Ian goes before all of them. I just don't think Chris Archer's going to come here, Bob, for Ian Happ. That's all.
Bob, for the purposes of this conversation, and you start talking.
The Hall of Fame timber is tough, though.
Hall of Fame.
That's tough, Bob.
Let me give you the most similar players to Javier Baez through age 24. Okay.
Okay.
These are the most statistically similar players from 10 being the least to 1 being the most. Dennis Mehnke, Omar Infante, Dale Swaim, Jeff Blauser, Bobby Grich, Ricky Weeks, Jim LaFever, Jonathan Scope, Wilmer Flores, and Eugenio Suarez. Okay?
How come I don't see any of them in the Hall of Fame?
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of nice players in there, but let's rein it in.
A couple All-Star games in there, right? Suarez and Infante.
And Bobby Grich had a terrific peak of his career.
Did not take in Bobby Grich's career. So
California Angels, one of the first power hitters second base. Yeah. Great baseball mustache.
Wow.
Bobby Grich.
In the end, that's what we're all looking for.
I mean, really, just like he was. That
strongman mustache. You know,
like baseball player guy.
Ted Danson type mustache.
No, again, no. Ted Danson was in blackface.
I'm sorry, Tom Selleck.
You can't confuse Tom Selleck and Ted Danson.
Hey, man.
You're going to be like my mom with broccoli and cauliflower.
If I can't do that on a Monday talking to my guys, then when the hell can I do it? I'm telling you, at
no point in my childhood did my mother get either broccoli or cauliflower correct? Always referring to the other when she meant it.
Yeah, that's tough, though, isn't it? Like,
yes.
One's white and one's green.
Correct. And now there is a hybrid called broccaflower.
And
so
waka flocka flame, apparently.
When we saw that, we're like, Mom, they now have your vegetable.
Oh, they're cloning veggies for Mama Bernstein.
they can't screw it up anymore.
They put the two in the fly machine, and all of a sudden.
Wait, one phone call.
Hey, guess what? I'm tired of my mom being wrong, damn it.
Department of Agriculture, you listen to me. Tony and Saugonash, you're on the score.
Uh-oh. Oh, I miss the Jim LaFever era.
Nobody does, Tony. Cut it out.
A couple ideas I had that I'd like to see the Cubs do is aggressively but not overpay to go for re-sign Jake Arrieta. I think a Schwarber to Archer package somehow makes the most sense because they won 103 games and 2 playoff series without Schwarber in the lineup in 2016. And then I'd also like them to re-sign one of their punchy Latin American backup catchers that they acquired last season.
Renny Rivera?
Yes, I like the chunky little catchers that are from Latin America.
Chunky little catchers from Latin America.
He's got a soft
for 200, Alex. What's that list looking like? Shep, can we get a list?
It has to be like...
You notice this list? I'm always making lists.
I need pudgy, not pudge, but I need pudgy Latin American backup catchers.
Veteran backup catchers.
Yes. Come on, Shep. Let's brew up 10 by about 2:30 or so, okay?
Can we find a Luis Pujols in there going back in the day? This is, of course, non-Molina category.
I was going to say, Hosey and Benji and Yadier are out of this.
Chaim, the one they don't talk about. We have to exempt.
Why don't they talk about him?
Well, you know.
Something happened.
He got into a different business.
Right.
Wellington Castillo declined his option today. Ooh. He's available.
Well, didn't he catch the crab style?
Careful.
Wait.
No, you're not
Doc, it's happened again. I've caught the Krabs style.
And Gangnam style. No, I'm sorry. But didn't he catch in the... Was that Sandy Martinez I'm thinking
yeah,
of?
Yeah, Sandy was the really bendy guy.
Sandy caught the Kerry Wood game,
yes.
Right?
And he was like one leg sticking out.
Yeah, I thought that
I catch in the style of the crab. You must declare your style. It is the drunken punch.
I thought Wellington caught in that style. Who was the... Benito Santiago caught that style too, right?
Benito Santiago.
Yeah.
What a Cubs run he had.
He used to throw from his knees, right? Yeah, yep. From the knees.
From his knees.
Yeah. See? I can throw some things out there for you every once in a while.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Have at it.
Yeah, today's going to be a good Monday.
I always tell the Benito Santiago story. That when he was like 36 or 37, whatever it was, he was on the Cubs. And, oh yeah, I'm sure that was going on too. But there was a rainout one day. And it was like a long wait. And we get to the clubhouse. And guys are packing up their stuff, getting ready to go. And he is literally singing a song. We don't have to play today. It's raining. Very we happy. Can go home. Amen. We don't have to work.
And, hey,
really?
Don't ever let anybody take your joy.
He could not have been. He's like a little kid on a snow day.
You know what's up, man? When you think you have to work
right.
And all of a
we
sudden
we don't
you
have to play.
Yeah.
It's raining out today.
Yeah, when some bum that's pitching against the Cubs has 100 pitches in the fourth inning and you're like, oh, guess what we don't have to do today? A show. Like, you know what's up. Everybody loves those days yep. Where it's found money.
Yeah, but you rarely see a veteran major leaguer literally hey. Doing a we don't have to play
hey.
Dance.
Hey, do your thing, Benito. I mean, wherever yep. You're doing it right now, whether it's in heaven or some Latin American
he's not
country.
Dead.
I said whether or not. I haven't kept
he's
up with Benito.
Broadcasting somewhere.
I'd be happy. I'm not trying to kill him. I said whether it's in heaven or some Latin American country. I didn't say he had to be dead. Well, I don't like killing people.
you're not allowed to just decide that he is.
I did not decide. I said whether or not I gave the option of death with you know a chance to lease.
Yeah, he was named in the Mitchell report because a clubhouse attendant was cleaning out his locker when he found a sealed package of syringes.
Yeah, very injecty.
Yes. Whose sealed package of syringes is this?
Yeah, it's mine. We don't have to shoot up today.
This segment brought to you by Office Depot Office Max. You've had a big year. So treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max taking care of business. They took care of me yesterday, in fact.
Office Depot or Office Max?
We had a printer emergency. My daughter's printing out homework, and the printer ink ran out, so after Ray may go on an ink run.
Mm-hmm. Not an ink pen.
And they're out of their Office Depot refurbished brand, mm-hmm. So I said, well, how much is this? And that's the actual HP, so that's going to cost a lot more.
$89.
It's a lot for ink. And she goes, ink's expensive. And she goes, guess what? She said, we price match. So why don't we get on your phone and look around and see the lowest possible rate for this particular cartridge anywhere, and then I can match it. And I said, really?
That is a terrific customer service
That's
person.
What she said. And she said, watch this. She goes, all I have to do on my computer is click and drag to where the website where you found it, and then I can offer it to you at that price.
I worked at Office Depot, and I would have told you, especially if it was close to closing, go take your dumb ass up by the impulse buys and get yourself a bag of gummy savers. Because if you don't want to pay this price, I can't help you, partner.
Some of those impulse buys are really
the gummy
tempting.
Savers. Every time. Gummy savers. The chewy lifesaver joints.
Those are the ones that get you?
Yes.
Not the beef jerky?
I bought some beef jerky out the vending machine just now because I forgot to eat this morning. But
for me, it's the little bag of peanuts, like the little Planters or almonds or something like that.
Yeah, I like cracking my nuts.
Yar. He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. Zach Zaidman is going to have the latest on the Bears. They're getting ready for an actual game soon. So we'll talk to him about that and more on The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. When Trevor Siemian threw three picks in a 10-point loss to the Chiefs on Monday night, the thinking was the Broncos had to make a move at quarterback. There's no way they could do any worse. So they brought in Brock Osweiler, and he managed to do the impossible. He was worse. Two picks and a 4-touchdown beatdown. Let's be straight. That game was a lot worse than 51-23. Then again, if you were counting on Brock Osweiler to save your season, that's on you, not on him. He's just doing his Brock Osweilerly best, and that's what you got. 8-for-21, two picks before garbage time rolled around. But you know me, I'm a glasses half full sort, and there is good news here. Denver didn't have to pay him for that. The Browns wrote him a fat check for that performance yesterday. I'm Jim Rome.
It came in the mail. The return address, the IRS.
This can't be good.
You open it, and sure enough, it is.
Oh, no.
You feel flush.
I'm starting to sweat.
And you set it off to the side.
I hope it goes away.
Your second notice arrives.
Oh, no.
You feel flush.
I'm sweating.
And you set it off to the side.
Maybe it'll go away.
Your third notice
arrives.
Oh,
no.
Break the cycle. Settle your IRS debt. Call Mary Karpowitz, CEO of Comprehensive Tax Solutions, at 708-478-6652. That's 708-478-6652. Don't lose sleep anymore. Stop the letters. In most cases, you don't even have to talk to the IRS. Mary does it for you. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, if your wages are being levied, if the IRS has filed a lien against you, or if you owe payroll taxes, call Mary Karpowitz, 708-478-6652. Mary has been serving the community for over 25 years. For a free consultation, call Mary Karpowitz at Comprehensive Tax Solutions right now at 708-478-6652. Visit resolveyourtaxproblems.com. Call now, 708-478-6652.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, it's me, that little voice inside your head. You spent all year taking care of business. Let Office Depot Office Max take care of you. There's this new HP Pavilion laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i5 processor. Save $200. Now just $449. Look at it. It's only $449 at Office Depot Office Max. Go ahead. You deserve it.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 11/11. Limit one.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He is playing.
He's
so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
What a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
3-5.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legaladvice.
Oh, hi there. Al Dukes here. And like most Americans, I too have a podcast. It's called Al's Boring Podcast.
WFAN's morning show producer hosts his own show.
Pro athletes have been in all of the Olympic sports except for boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
I also thought we should send our pro wrestlers over there. We could have sent Sergeant Slaughter to fight the Iron Sheik back in the 80s.
Height of
that would have been great for the Olympics.
Al, download and subscribe at thenewradio.com.
It's so boring.
Al's Boring Podcast.
But I love it.
Space, the final frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage.
Engage. Engage is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek new, Star Trek old, Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football or?
Zach Zaidman is on Twitter at Zach Zaidman. He joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com.
Looking forward to talking to Zach, even though there was no Bears
football.
That's
all right, because the Bears are getting ready for an opponent in the Packers who will be coming off a short week since play tonight. It's Packer week. Packer panic. So
they've put the ad-lib chip into Mitchell Trubisky. They've uploaded the Packer ad-lib chip. These are the things that you say to every Packer question, Mitchell.
Maybe they could also upload like Kung Fu or or ability to fly a helicopter.
Yeah, like the Matrix? Just, yeah. What up, Zach?
I know Kung Fu. Hey.
Hello, guys. I'm not really going to talk about the Packers right now. It's not worth it. Listen, they haven't beaten the Packers at Soldier Field, I think, since 2010, if I'm not mistaken.
That's not good.
And they needed a record number of penalties at the time from the Packers in order to pick up that victory. So that's got to change. But the schedule does offer the Bears a little bit of relief considering what they had to face in the first half, where six of the Bears' eight opponents in half number one had quarterbacks that had led their team to a Super Bowl. So it's a very different scenario during the second half of the season. But before we get to that, the health of Zach Miller is obviously a major topic of conversation here at Hallis Hall. Akeem Hicks had a chance to see Miller in the hospital in New Orleans during the bye week.
Well, you know, I came in there talking trash to him. He, you know, he's a pretty boy, so he always has his hair slicked back and stuff. So he had his beard looking all rough and grungy, and I was like, man, I've never seen you uglier. So he laughed. You know, good stuff. It's good to see him. Well, I didn't want to bug him for too long, you know, because he's going through a lot. And, you know, the nurses were in and out making sure that he was all right. So I came in there for about 20, 30 minutes and left. And, you know, his wife's there supporting him. And, you know, that's the real strong person in the situation because she's watching her husband, you know, go through those things and being his support. And, you know, kudos to her.
I imagine he had other plans for the bye week.
I could imagine. Yeah, we had talked about it before the bye week came up. And, you know, he's got to do what you got to do with in this league.
He's going to undergo some serious stuff going forward. When he gets transported to Chicago, which John Fox said will be soon, he's still going to be in the hospital here. And the way it's been explained to me, you're talking about a complete rewiring of his leg. Mm-hmm. And I don't even think football right now is part of the equation. It's just to be able to live.
I don't think it will be either.
Yeah, it's to be able to live a normal life. We don't know if there's any nerve damage in there, which would be a major concern. Obviously, there's extensive ligament damage, damage to the actual knee. But the first thing they needed to do and the major concern over the past week plus has been just to be able to have the lower leg have blood. And they were able to do that apparently successfully. And, you know, he's got a long recovery ahead of him to just have a normal life going forward.
Well, he's a lucky man. And there are some really good doctors, and apparently Dr. Mark Bowen, who was with the Bears at the time, recognized immediately what the danger could be. And when everybody saw posterior dislocation, the first thought is the health of the popliteal artery. And it was gone. It was completely shredded. And he is lucky to have some tremendous medical care that has, to this point, saved his leg.
Yeah, so, not just great. Dr. Bone, but Dr. Corcoran with the Bears, and then the specialists in New Orleans that were able to immediately help Zach Miller out. So hopefully, again, it's going to be a long recovery, but hopefully he'll be able to live a normal life going forward. Now, I understand that you guys played a lot of what Mark Sanchez had to say last week in regards to Mitchell Trubisky.
He's the goods, man.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah, and I think that that's the point that Mitchell Trubisky has made, that if his body is in alignment, you know, when he's getting kind of pushed out of the pocket because of the rush, then the throws are fine. It's when his body is out of whack that you get into some mistakes with the inaccuracy. And it's important to note that in the four games that Trubisky has been a starter in the NFL, and I'm not counting this past weekend because he didn't play, but in those four games when he was a starter, he's last in the NFL in completion percentage and passing yards per game, and he's 32nd in passer rating, 66.3. So for all those people that are screaming, hey, the Bears need to throw it more, just keep this in mind. This is the formula for success this season for the Bears. If they want to win games, and you're paid to win, the Bears, when they pass 25 or fewer times this season, are 3-0. They're averaging 22-plus points per game, and they only turn it over 1.3 times per game. When they pass 26 or more, 0-5, 13.4 points per game, and 2-plus turnovers per game. Now, you may say that, you know, a guy isn't developing in the scenario that the Bears are winning games. I would submit you have to learn how to win games. That's part of the developmental process. And I think there's a certain formula that the Bears need to use. It's been documented. You know what it is. And I think that when you look at the second half of the schedule, they really do have an opportunity, especially with back-to-back divisional games at home against Green Bay and Detroit. There's a chance to really make a push here at relevancy. And I'm not talking about the playoffs. I'm just talking about relevancy.
Push for relevancy.
Which is a big deal. It's been a long time.
Put it on a T-shirt.
Let's hit an update, and we'll come back and get to that.
Scoreboard update.
2:31, and from the Northwestern Football Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Coach Fitz and the Cats, they're back at Ryan Field under the light Saturday night against Purdue. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Lots of NFL news today. Let's start in Cleveland, where wide receiver Josh Gordon, he will be returning to the Browns training camp tomorrow after being reinstated by the league last week following his numerous drug violations, and the plan is for Gordon to be playing again by week number 13. Meanwhile, in New York, Jets wide receiver Jeremy Curley, he's been suspended 4 games by the league for violating the performance-enhancing substance policy. And in Dallas, running back Ezekiel Elliott has yet another court date. It's coming up on Thursday as he continues to fight the NFL from suspending him. NFL tonight, Detroit at Green Bay. We'll have the contest starting at 6:45. And college football, the AP weekly poll, Alabama number one, followed by Georgia, Notre Dame, Clemson, and Oklahoma. Then comes Wisconsin, Miami, TCU, Washington, and Auburn. Breaking news on the score, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. And this scoreboard update brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Is your family ready for a bad cold and flu season? The number one difference between a cold and flu is the flu brings a fever. So be prepared with a thermometer you can trust, the Exergent Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's number one in proven accuracy. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Zach Zaidman is outlining the push for relevance.
I think if you begin to have a relevant second half, because the way the NFL has changed because of this new CBA, I think the first month of the season becomes an extension of the preseason because it's the first time that starters get to play full games. They don't do that over the course of these preseason games. So everyone's kind of jockeying for position, forming an identity over the first month of the season. But can you be around after Thanksgiving, where the games after Thanksgiving mean something? And I think that would be a major step for this franchise if they can do that. I think what we've seen defensively from the Bears is legit, and I think that's something that can continue. I'm not talking about scoring touchdowns on a regular basis defensively.
But was that added in the points that you mentioned in the passes per game as well, the defensive touchdowns?
Yes, but okay. I think it matters when you're not turning the ball over and you're playing the field position game. You give yourself an opportunity to do good things. I mean, we saw it work during the Lovie Smith era. I think it's something that can work here, especially when you have a young quarterback who is inexperienced. You know, this is different from when Deshaun Watson was playing because, you know, this is a guy who had a lot of experience starting in college, seeing a lot of different defenses, and while he was still running a spread offense, you know, you see different looks. Mitchell Trubisky, his Rolodex of defenses isn't quite the same as what Watson faced, and I think that's why the Bears have been very conservative, at least initially, and the more he's exposed to, I think the better he'll become.
So if he's not allowed to be the most important person in that building, who has to be?
I think he is the most important person in that building because you never want to lose sight of the fact that he's still developing and you need to teach this. He has to be able to
play. But in this season, he's not allowed to because he hasn't seen everything that they would have rather a rookie quarterback seen. So who has to, like, is it Dowell Loggins has to, you know, curtail his offense, whatever it may be, to making sure that he doesn't put Mitchell in those spots? Is it Jordan Howard because of how important the run game is? Like, how would you rank these characters if Mitchell Trubisky is asked to just be a caretaker for the next few weeks?
To me, that is important, though, because they had a veteran quarterback who they started the season with, Jason, who was not good at being a caretaker. So if your quarterback is taking care of the football, that gives you an opportunity to win games. So that's why Trubisky will always, first and foremost, be the most important person in this building going forward. You cannot ignore that. But in order for the Bears as a team to continue to win games, they have to rely on their running game.
If they're working at cross purposes, I think is the larger point. That if the goal is to win a Super Bowl, or is the goal relevance right now? And I think those are different goals with different time horizons for people involved.
I think that ultimately, if you're learning how to win as a quarterback, that you're not taking a step back in terms of your development.
Well,
would you agree?
I'm not trying to avoid taking a step back. I'm trying to accelerate the movement forward. And learn. I don't buy the learning to win thing. There are plenty of Super Bowl champions lost almost all their games to start, but while they were throwing a bunch of picks all over the field, but they were learning how to play the position.
Well, I think that he is learning to play the position. You know, Peyton Manning didn't have the kind of defense that Mitchell Trubisky has when he first started playing with the Colts. I think every situation's different. You know, I think when you look at the Bears and how the club is built, they've got a running game. They're able to run the football for the most part, even with everyone in the building knowing that they're trying to run the football, as long as the offensive line is healthy. And the first injury report of the week comes out Wednesday, so we'll get a better idea of Cody Whitehair's status and Kyle Long both coming off of injuries in that game against New Orleans, and that's something we have to pay attention to, because without those guys in the middle, I think you saw the Bears' running game take a hit in that game against the Saints. So that's important. I also think you don't want to be predictable. So, yeah, they'll open it up a little bit more. It is 2017. You have to pass the ball in order to win some games. So when I say that, you know, all they're trying to do is hand off, that's not what I mean. You're going to have to throw it. And ultimately, if you're going to play in these tight games, they're going to have to be big pass plays that occur you know, 3 to 5 big pass plays that occur.
Keep them honest.
Yep. Yeah, exactly, to win those games. So that's where, Dan, I think that Trubisky's going to have to elevate his game. And, you know, his ascension during the second half is going to be something to watch, because we don't know how much he can raise his level of play. That's something that we're going to find out together. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I think the thing that's got to be encouraging to Ryan Pace, John Fox and company is the fact that they are developing a core of young players that you can build around at the end of the year, where you add another free agency class and another draft class, and you can begin to really make a push within your division. And again, that's why this push for relevancy in the second half to me is a big deal. And then next year, you know, given what you can do during this offseason, if you establish a core that you can trust, it changes the dynamic. So to me, it's very important.
All right, Zach, thank you.
Be good, man.
Zach Zaidman brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics, lost your provider? U.S. Med can help get your testing supplies home delivered at little or no cost. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
All right, when we come back, I'm going to tell you why I hate Dan Bernstein. It happened this weekend.
What
again.
I do now?
Again, ladies and gentlemen. He can't wait to ruin my weekend, and he did it this weekend again. I'll come back and tell you why right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show, 670 The Score.
Listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Bores book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Goff Show and Terry Bores himself,
Phil Band,
where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime, 25 years talking Chicago sports, and get it signed by Terry.
Bird brain.
It's Wednesday, November 15th from 1 to 6, live on 670 The Score.
Terry's book, A Score of a Lifetime, is available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry Bores.
I'm mad at all of you.
Brought to you by David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pro Mortgage. Visit PERL David.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Seriously? It's November.
Jingle all the way. Oh, I thought it is.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Hi, I'm Peter Greenberg. Check out my new show, the CBS Travel Hour, with Peter Greenberg.
He's America's most recognized and respected frontline travel news journalist, and now host of his own podcast on radio.com.
We'll talk about everything from the best airline deals to cruise ship safety, from which brochures lie to hotel security. You'll find out about how to negotiate the best rental car deals to which airline is really on time. And we'll talk with travel experts and major global newsmakers.
The CBS Travel Hour with Peter Greenberg. Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
CBS Sunday, to find his daughter's killer.
It is the 1 year anniversary of my daughter Mia's murder.
One man created a revolutionary new technology.
People can submit evidence, real-time, crowd-sourced crime solving.
That will change the world.
The cops can only do so much.
The crowd gave us a clue.
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Jeremy Piven and Richard T. Jones.
You think all this is going to work?
I know it'll work.
Wisdom of the Crowd, Sunday, only CBS.
CBS Monday, get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me?
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are men of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Wrestling Hall of Famer and broadcaster Booker T is bringing heated conversations to radio.com.
The six-time World Heavyweight Champion and WWE Hall of Famer and now the host of Heated Conversation, giving you all the hot topics every week.
From MMA, wrestling, and boxing to music, sports, and more.
We talk about cars. We talk about women. It's even politics. We talk about everything.
Listen to Heated Conversations with Booker T on demand.
Now can you dig that?
Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three, four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He's
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review and
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Grant to inbound. Looking, lobbing, Lopez, stripped by Cousins, and we got overtime. Wow. And overtime here at the United Center. Bulls and Pelicans, 83-all.
That can't be.
Can I get another one?
Yeah. Well, he didn't say 83 twice. Is it assumed?
It's assumed. It's for both. Hey, if you're going to overtime, damn it, there's two 83s, if I'm not mistaken. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you over the years have come to know and love Dan Bernstein, and some of you have come to hate him with every breath that he takes and every step he needs, he be watching. But I have learned how to balance that hate and that love until Dan Bernstein comes crashing through my wall like the Kool-Aid basketball man. He did it on Saturday night when I was trying to hang out with my family.
Text, yeah.
Yes, I was trying to hang out with my family, enjoy my time. And I'm going to pull up the text message right here because the moment in which I felt like I wasn't doing my job well enough, this man sends me.
Is that what it is?
No, listen, 8:47 p.m., I'm hanging with the peeps. Probably a glass of wine in, looking at my lady,
that
telling her
three.
How much I love her. No. And then I get this. They are not as poorly coached as I expected. I think they are better without both Nico and BP. I say to myself, there must be a Bulls game on. So then I go straight to the television.
Why?
Switch it from whatever my lady is watching.
You can't blame me for that.
So we can watch the last
the overtime
7 minutes. This is the thing.
Okay.
Let me get to it. The last 7 minutes of Bulls Pelicans I consume because Dan Bernstein hates my life and hates my weekend. I hate him more
That's
for
on
it.
You, bro.
And guess what? I tweeted about it immediately. No way in hell. After you figure out that nobody wants to win that trash ass game,
right.
I didn't go to overtime with you. I did not stay there.
You made the right call. Overtime sucked.
Tell me about overtime, Dan, after you ruined my Saturday night with
bad.
My family. I hate you for this. Because I told you how I feel about weekend sports, especially weekend nighttime sports.
I was only half watching for a while, and I actually,
there we go. There we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I will tell you. They're bad.
Yes.
And they're hard to watch.
Yes.
But they're still, I think, better without both Bobby and Nico.
Oh, I thought you were going to go on the Fred tip because I had some Fredage for you.
Fred's probably gone anyway.
How about the part that you made me watch? Denzel Valentine and Lowry Markkanen make four straight shots.
Yep.
And then Jerry and Grant is like, hey, guess what?
Hold my beer.
Guess what, Rolo? It's time for me and you to go pick and roll against Etuan Moore, DeMarcus Cousins, and Anthony Davis. Like the stupidity made me endure. I was watching Bulls Pelicans on Saturday night. I was waiting for the fight.
I was waiting for
Deontay Wilder to put somebody to sleep. And then you text me.
I was out of the room for a moment. My kid had a 6:20 hockey game. I was a bad sports dad. I went to the game. We live right around the corner from the rink.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and I drove over there. After I dropped him, I went home because I had to watch the end of the college football games that were going on. So I dropped him. It was a great college football day. We'll talk about
that. Shout out to the Hawkeyes.
Oh, that is a mollywhopping.
That is getting it pushed in on an epic level.
Not only that, how about the story about the kid in the hospital who wanted them to run the fake field goal?
They did it for him.
And then I was crying again trying to
double nickel up on a team that wants to go to the CFP.
So I go and I drop him at hockey. I come back home. I watch the ends of the games. We go back to the hockey game, and he gives up a cheapie about 2 minutes in, and I left.
My dad when I scored on my own basket. There it is.
I did an Ellsworth Goff, and I was like, okay. Right. And it turns out they ended up winning the game 5-3, and everything was fine. Okay. But and I told him, I said, if I had stayed, you would have lost. So you
changed the mojo.
Yeah, you got to thank me on that one. But I said, all right, that's it.
You left your kids' hockey game to go watch Pelicans and Bulls.
Yes. Yes, I did. I walked home. I walked through Revere Park to walk home and watch Pelicans Bulls. And I thought, okay.
Tenny and Shep, do you guys block him on the weekend? Is there a do not disturb on your phone that I can figure out? You and I have the same Samsung, Tenny. Is there something that you set for certain hours? This man came careening through my living room wall with his Bulls nonsense. I'm like, dude, what are you doing here? You know, Dan texts. Like, he'll text, like, something odd about sports every once in a while. Text, how you doing, that kind of thing. But this will happen 4 times a year where I'm doing something completely different than Dan is doing. And I'm like, oh, damn. I gotta get on my game. If this clown is doing it, I gotta. But this, no, that's how I think.
The issue is you.
I don't want you to watch anything that I haven't watched. Listen. And then,
Murph.
No, listen. And then when you come to work on Monday, I'm not able to engage with you on it. That's what I'm saying.
I see.
So when you text me, I'm like, oh, I don't, you know, I'm not going to let him down and be like, all right, screw you and that game.
I don't mean to do it for that reason.
No, I know. You're just watching. Yeah, no, I'm not saying you're doing it for that reason, but I was sitting there like, damn, Bulls Pelicans is on. And then I jumped on the X1 box and I said, am I recording this game? And my X1 box was like, hell no, you ain't recording this dumbass game. But you made me watch the last 7 minutes of that damn game. I did not go into overtime with you. I apologize for that part. But man, I was having a great night. I couldn't wait to see Deontay Wilder. Did you guys see what happened to this Bermain Stiverne?
Dude,
talked crazy for 6 months.
First of all, that dude was like drinking sausage gravy in the warm-ups.
I mean, the guy called him King Hippo from Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Oh, he did?
Yes, he called him a brown King
Hippo.
I mean,
that guy needed a Manzier.
Yeah, it was tough.
It was tough.
He
didn't even look like a professional athlete at all.
Put his ass to sleep.
Them Haitian Canadian,
something.
And the guy was a champ.
The gobbledygook.
The guy was a WBC.
Yes, that's why heavyweight boxing sucks.
Yeah, but those punches. First of all, the first two pieces, trying to knock your brain out of your skull. Dan Wetzel retweeted. I retweeted his retweet. It's like 1:40 of awesomeness.
Dude.
And first of all, if I'm that referee. That first standing
dude,
eight,
he jumps. You're gone. You sending him?
Did you see his eyes?
But he was walking around and telling him he was okay. He didn't want to face up with the ref. I thought you were going to say if you're that referee, you don't jump on a 6'4", 245-pound black man's back. And I'm seeing right now that my producers are taking it in for the. Is this the first time you guys are seeing this? This dude.
No, I saw it. That's our guy, Deontay Wilder. We had him at the Super Bowl a couple years ago. Terry tried to kick his ass.
Did he?
Yeah. Terry tried to kick his ass.
Did he really?
Yeah.
And what
great,
did Deontay
great
say?
Guy. He's terrific.
He was fantastic. I was making
fun. The bronze bomber.
I was making fun of his snakeskin Lamborghini.
because he was talking about how he's good with his money. And I'm like, okay, because you're not going to be, I said, you know,
don't go broke.
I said, stereotypically, you know, you're a heavyweight champion boxer. You're going to buy a bunch of stupid crap. He's like, no, no, no.
Stereotypically, I'm the Jewish broadcaster that's going to tell you what to do with your money.
He said, no, I haven't. I'm really careful with it. And I'm aware of that. And then it's like a pause. I'm like, what? He goes, well, except for the snakeskin Lamborghini. Like, there it is. Okay.
There it is. Right. You gotta, he splurged. Right. He went big on something.
You got to treat yourself.
Right. Something with high resale value.
Like,
you know?
It's like the old Mel Brooks myth, the 2,000-year-old man. You know, what do you eat to have lived this long? Cool mountain water. Just that. Only cool mountain water. That's for 2,000 years. That is it. I only cool mountain water. Just that. That and a stuffed cabbage.
There it is. You gotta do what
is
you gotta
allowable?
Do.
Who cares if it's allowable? I love it. What do you think? I'm gonna live on a cool mountain water? What are you, crazy?
So Dan Bernstein ruined my weekend. Sorry. And I'm happy to know him. I don't hate him, like I said in the tease. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. You listen to 670 The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
This year, Walmart asked hundreds of kids for their top gifts, and the results are in the Walmart Kids Gift Catalog. Find favorites like Fingerlings, Furreal Friends, and Barbie. Shop these and more in the Kids Gift Catalog at Walmart.com and on the Walmart app.
Space, the final frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage
is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek, new Star Trek, old Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
CBS Tuesday.
What do we know?
NCIS is more than a team.
Care to share?
They're smart.
I am that good.
That is not nothing.
Fearless.
Someone is going to pay for this.
Unpredictable.
I am better than ever.
And most of all,
good just triumphed over evil.
Their family.
Your family is crazy.
Yeah, but they're still family.
TV's most watched drama.
I never get tired of hearing that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Radio.com presents Gamertag Radio.
Gamertag Radio is all about video games.
All the latest news and coverage related to the gaming industry.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Get daily interviews.
All the latest gaming coverage.
Roundtable discussion.
The latest news from Xbox,
PlayStation, Nintendo.
Exclusive content.
Everything you need to know.
Developer interviews, VR, and more.
Gamertag Radio.
You don't want to miss this.
Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted three absolutely blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This week in the history of sports.
Magic Johnson announced he was HIV positive and retired from the Lakers this week in 1991. This week in 1994, the Bulls beat the Charlotte Hornets when the United Center in Chicago opened. The Supersonics beat the Lakers when the Key Arena opened this week in 1995. Also this week in 95, Art Modell officially announced that the Cleveland Browns were moving to Baltimore. And this week in 1996, Yankee shortstop Derek Jeter was the unanimous choice of Rookie of the Year.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I'm about to show you something that I haven't shown to anyone.
A paycheck?
Get your weekly dose of Kevin James.
I thought everybody would enjoy a little crudite.
It's crudite.
French language police are here. Take me away.
TV's number one comedy.
I just heard the information. You got to give a man a second to celebrate.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand. Monday, CBS presents a new comedy that asks the question, can you ever live too close to your parents?
I need space.
First, I don't like your tone.
Yes, yes you can.
We've been waiting 12 years for you to move back.
We must establish some ground rules.
I understand, but no.
Mark Feuerstein, Elliot Gould, and Linda Lavin star.
Helen's daughter Marcy is single.
Mom.
What? You picked the first one, now it's my turn.
9 JKL, Monday, only CBS.
CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's a Bears Monday, but not really. They didn't play. So we should be talking about the Bears. Well, we're talking plenty of NFL because it was just really a busy football day. And I want to get into some other college football stuff, if you don't mind, at the top of the hour. There are also some NBA things, you know, taken. And Bulls-Pelicans doesn't really count. Although, watching DeMarcus Cousins, man.
Treat.
That's a man. That is an adult. Yeah. That's not Javier Baez when you start talking about a Hall of Fame trajectory.
Bob Meadows is going to call up again.
But what you forget when you watch him move, you forget that he how tall he is and what he weighs. But there's some old school back to the basket stuff, and there is some he's got dancer's feet. He's knocking down threes, and he's coming into his
it's a beautiful player.
To his skills. He is a beautiful player. And
I don't know how much winning you can get done with him, unfortunately, though. That's the thing.
That they can get done.
Well, I'm talking about
this current
just look
iteration.
At his career, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd think of that kind of force. What's his high? I believe it was like 34 wins, 33 wins with the Sacramento Kings. I don't care how.